Blog Talk Radio.
It is May 2nd, 2016. Name's Dan Cherry. I am the iPragmatist on the internet. iPragmatist, that's my name on YouTube. And I just had a reason today. I normally only do a show or two a week. But I saw a picture just now, or a little while ago, that inspired me, if that's the word I want to use. Pissed me off, maybe, enough to talk today. I'm looking at a picture of Bernie Sanders, who I have complete contempt for. He's a socialist. Look up how few socialist countries exist right now. Find out how many have any chance of survival. Venezuela is one of them. They are crashing big time. Socialism doesn't work, never did work, and here we've got this wretched, old, wrinkled up fucking piece of shit telling us that socialism is the way to go. Right. Okay. He's just another fucking dunce. He's a stupid fuck who went through the Harvard schools and the fucking Yales and all this horse shit, what do they even call them? I can't even remember. That whole group of colleges, off the top of my head, I'll remember it in a minute. But these people, they're so fucked up in their belief that capitalism has fucked us all. Capitalism is the only thing that saved the world up until now. Ivy League, that's what they call those stupid fucking colleges, man. The Yales, the Harvards, again, I'll think off the top of my head more of the names of the schools. And these fucking morons come out of these schools and they look at the problems in a capitalist country like what we have, and they act as though they know what the solutions are. And they always seem to fall back, not always, but too many of them seem to fall back on socialism. Bernie Sanders is one of those brain-dead, dunce, stupid fuck pieces of shit who should never be in the place where he is. My guess is he was planted there by the powers that be so that we think that we have a choice between Hillary Clinton and somebody else. You need that paradigm. You need to have, they know, and I'm talking the power structure, there is a very select group of people who have so much money and power, they know how to manipulate all of us. and I might even say all of you, because I don't believe this stuff anymore. I don't follow it. I'm not affected by it. It's like having a favorite football team, let's say. And I've brought this up before, and I'm going to bring it up again. You can watch a football game, and especially when it gets late in the year, you get into, say, the playoffs or the Super Bowl or whatever. And you get all the hype, all the stuff that's going on, all the power, everything that's going on, all the attention being paid to the teams and the players and all this stuff and all the announcers and all this stuff and all the shit that's going on. And the camera, every once in a while, cameras in football games, hockey games, baseball games, doesn't matter what the event is. Every once in a while, it'll zoom in on somebody who's crying. And I've been asking myself for the longest time, how the fuck could you cry over a fucking football game or basketball or whatever? How the fuck are you motherfucking people? And I'm not talking to any of you who might be listening to me right now. I'll word it differently. How the fuck could anybody cry over a fucking football game or a hockey game or baseball game or a basketball game or whatever else? How could you possibly cry over your team losing the Super Bowl or whatever other event? How could you possibly shed tears over a team that loses? And you see these fucking morons who go to football games, basketball games, baseball games, whatever, and they have all the paint on. They got their football helmets on. They got all the colors. They got their jerseys on. I was in Las Vegas going back. This is going back a while, quite a while, 10, 15 years. And I was with a really good friend of mine, and we decided to leave Vegas and take a trip up into the mountains of Utah. So we're heading out, and this is a pretty nice day. It was probably about 75 degrees or whatever. Bright, bright sunshine. It was just a wonderful day. Absolutely gorgeous day. And we, as we're heading out of Las Vegas, we happened to go by an area that was a business area. It was right around lunch, and there were people everywhere. Very, very big, big area. Just sunshine everywhere. And I'm going to have to look this guy's name up because it makes the story really funny, actually. All right. Let's see. How many is... And what was his name? Top of my head, I can't think about it. It was it's one of the running backs for Dallas, and I can't remember. There he is. Okay, what's his name here? Emmett Smith. Emmett Smith. Fabulous. Fabulous running back for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't take anything away from this guy. So this gets back to my telling you all, I'm not a racist. Don't you ever accuse me of being a racist. I don't give a flying fuck what somebody's skin color is. If you have a bad attitude and you got stupid policy in your head and you're trying to do stupid things that harm people, I am not going to like you. Obama is a classic case in point. That motherfucker is going to go down in history to some people as being the greatest president there ever was. And it's going to go down in history to those of us who are intellectuals and understand what's going on. He is going to go down in history as being the most destructive, despicable, ruinous pieces of fucking shit who ever had the chance to cross any state lines country. He's not a U.S. citizen. He's a Muslim. He hates you. He hates me. He hates white people. He hates prosperity. He hates capitalism. He hates every single thing about this country. And yet he comes along with his whole hope and change. And now that hope and change thing is going to tie back into the picture I'm talking about, Bernie Sanders, which will tie this whole thing in together. Anyway, my friend and I are driving through Las Vegas on our way out of Vegas to head into Utah. And a guy comes walking by as we're sitting at a red light with his girlfriend, holding hands. He's a white guy. And he walks by with a jersey, a football jersey, Dallas Cowboys football jersey, that says Smith on the back. And I forget what number Emmett Smith had. I think it was 32, whatever. He had an Emmett Smith football jersey on. As we're sitting at this intersection. Actually, I think Emmett Smith was 22. Doesn't matter. So I'm looking at this guy, and I'm thinking to myself, here we are leaving Vegas. We're going to go into Utah, stay up there for a day or two, and then we're going to have to come back, get on planes in Vegas again, and head on out. So I'm just burned out because we had been in Vegas for a week or whatever. We had partied a lot, drank a lot, gambled a lot, whatever. I mean, it was exhaustive. It really was. Walking around, looking at the hotels and all the spectacles that you think of when you think of Vegas. I mean, I'm not impressed. I'll never go back there again unless I have to. And whatever. Anyway, it was just a burned out moment. I'm just thinking, this is the greatest thing I could ever imagine. I get the chance to leave this fucking shithole. That's what I think of Vegas. I don't think much of it at all. I don't care about gambling. I'm tired of drinking. It's just the thought never crossed my mind that, geez, I'm going to miss this place. So we're sitting in the car. We had the windows open. No radio on or nothing. And it's a really nice day, really warm out. And because my friend John and I are from upstate or northeast U.S., I should say, we had gone down there when it was pretty cold. So we're driving, and I forget the day. It was probably 75 or 80 degrees, bright sunshine. I had the windows open, and I'm just looking out the window thinking, look how fortunate these people are to have such remarkable weather. When back home, it's probably going to be 20 degrees, 30 degrees, whatever, overcast skies, which it always is here. So I'm just sitting in the car. I'm just trying to paint a picture here. We're waiting at a red light. This guy comes by, good-looking guy. He's pretty good shape, whatever. He looked like he could even have been a football player, whatever. And he comes walking by. He's a ways away. He's safe. 30, 40, 50 yards away from us. A lot of people. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of people out at lunch on this given day. And I look at him, and he walks by, and he's got the name Smith on the back of his football jersey. And it was Emmett Smith football jersey, okay? There was no mistake about it. It wasn't like it was some Ernie Smith who may have played with the Cowboys back in 1913 or something. It was very obvious that this guy was wearing an Emmett Smith football jersey. I have never understood, and I will never understand beyond where I die. I will never in a million years understand how somebody would walk around with somebody else's name on the back of their fucking jersey. On the back of their shirt. I will never, ever in my motherfucking life conceive of what that is supposed to fucking mean. Doesn't mean that I think the person doesn't have the right to do that. I'm a capitalist. I'm a free market person. I believe in freedom, all the constitutional stuff, the Bill of Rights, all that stuff. I believe you should be able to express yourself in any way, shape, or form. But this guy comes walking by. He's a white guy. He's wearing the jersey of a black man. Not that that matters. And again, don't accuse me of being a racist. I'd love to kick your fucking face in if you tell me that I'm a racist because of what I'm talking about. I'm getting to the point. I can't stand people who are so fucking useless in their minds that they can't understand somebody like me expressing myself. They, and I don't mean you people who might be listening to me, but I'm talking to somebody who might listen to me just on chance you came across my radio program. But I can't express myself in the eyes of so many of these fucking libtard, fascist, disgusting, despicable fucking anti-Trump people. And again, don't accuse me of being a Trump supporter. I'm not politically aligned. I'm not politically correct. I explain this stuff all the time. I am right down the fucking center of everything. I make sense, and not another one of you motherfuckers makes sense, other than maybe some of you people who are my friends, whoever, who are listening to me saying, yeah, I like what this guy Dan is saying. I'm not a racist. I don't have any issues with anything or anybody, anywhere, anytime, any place. But so many people seem to have so many fucking problems with what goes on around them. And I brought up a case just for an example. And my friend Bob at a place I used to work recently would accuse me of going off on a tangent here a few weeks ago about an article I came across where there were women, young women, college-age women, in one of the California colleges. They came out and protested and actually went to the – this is hard to even talk about. They went to the administration building at the college where they were. It's one of the California – University of California – schools, and they protested and insisted the administration take pay cuts so that these women, girls is what I should call them. I'm an old man, so everybody is a boy or a girl at this point. I mean, I don't even know what else to say. They wanted the administration in this college to take pay cuts so that they could have free abortions. And I'm thinking to myself, abortions don't cost shit anyway. And if you're that irresponsible to get pregnant, you've got ways of going after the man or men who got you pregnant in the first place. Go after them and make them pay for it. I mean, that's what lawyers are for and such things. And your health care takes care of your birth control. And it's not that expensive to get an abortion in the first place. And yet I know there are going to be women out there, maybe not, because I don't have anybody listening to my program in the first place. But if I ever got popular and anybody got a hold of this program, women would come out in droves and scream bloody murder for my head to be cut off because I'm sexist. I'm not sexist at all. I'm just fucking tired of people fucking constantly hating each other and expecting each other to pay for things. And you know what it all comes down to? You know what it all fucking comes down to? Is this so-called government, which is not a government, it's a dictatorship, especially under Obama. They have destroyed the economy to the point where if you go to college, you get a degree, you come out, you can't get a job. This isn't something that just happens. These people destroyed the economic environment of the world, and especially in the United States. And we know the Federal Reserve Bank, which isn't actually a Federal Reserve, it is not a U.S. bank. They are instrumental and always have been in causing downturns, recessions in this country, in the world. I know what I'm talking about. Look at so many of the people out in the world right now, including the women I'm talking about at this college, they expect the administration to take pay cuts so that they can just go out and fuck whoever they want and then maybe get pregnant and then if they get knocked up, they want free abortions. I mean, what the fuck? What is this shit? It's called entitlement mentality. These women, these young girls, go out in the world and think, oh, this is so awful that I have to buy tampons. This is so awful that I have to buy birth control. This is so awful that I have to pay for abortions. Well, let me tell you something, sunshines, all of you, that we guys have to pay for a lot of fucking shit that we don't like to have to pay for either. And yet you don't see that. You motherfuckers don't look at that. You look at us as though we have some free reign and we just walk around, screw women and knock them up and we just walk away. Let me tell you something. That is such fucking horseshit. It's horrifying. Look up affirmative action if you don't know what it is. Affirmative action has fucked every white man in this country in the ass, and not one other than me seems to understand that that is a major fucking issue for the health of white men in this country. You get married as a white man. You get divorced in a lot of different states. As a white man, you get fucked. You get fucked big time. You get the house taken from you, the house taken from you. Or I should say, the house taken from you, the car's taken from you. You have to split your pension, your retirement with your wife, which I think is fair. I do think that's fair. But then you have to pay child support. You have to pay all these additional things. You get fucked. If you're a white man and you end up with a family, a nice house, the cars, the white picket fence, the cat, the dog, that whole fucking bullshit thing, and then you get divorced in a lot of places, you will never, ever recover from the economic damage that's going to fucking be placed on you. Never. And it doesn't mean that I'm sitting back, and again, don't tell me I'm a fucking racist or a sexist or anything else. Laws are what they are. But I'll tell you something. Even in a lot of situations where, say, a couple – they end up having kids and a house and a car and all that stuff. The woman might be a lawyer. She might be an attorney making $250,000 a year. The guy might be an engineer making $100,000 a year. The guy still gets fucked in the ass. Don't tell me it doesn't fucking happen. I seem to be one of very few people willing to talk pitity, ignorance, just goddamn unrighteousness. This is disgusting. Affirmative action. Yeah, that's a good one. Young men, young boys walk around. They're fucking disassociated. I went through a master's program a few years ago. And one of the marketing things that we had talked about was how difficult it was to get through from a marketing standpoint, get through to young white men, young white boys, whatever you want to call them, from the age of, say, 13 to 25. There are marketing companies out there. They understand everything about everybody, all the different marketing groups. They get it all. They understand how to market to women, young girls, with the jeans and the fucking makeup and all this stuff. The older white men, show them a really souped-up car that brings back their childhood. And then these guys going through their midlife crises are going to go out and buy these cars and say, oh, my God, this new Mustang and the new Barracuda and all this stuff. Oh, my God, it was just like when I was a kid. I got to go out and buy that $50,000 car. Demographics, they know about all this stuff. They get it, these marketing companies. But they admit that they can't market to the white age group of young men, boys, from roughly, say, I don't know what the exact age is, but roughly, say, 13 to 25. They can't market to these kids. They can't figure out how to get them to buy stuff, which in the first place, you think about these marketing companies, who the fuck are these motherfucking people to be out with all the billions of fucking dollars they have? And try to get people to buy stuff and buy, the motherfucking buy. When does it ever fucking stop? That's my mindset. I look at this life and I think in terms of, I'm a rustic guy. I live in the woods. I've got some of the most beat up vehicles you've ever seen in your life. I have a tractor, beat up old lawnmowers. I don't need new cars. I don't need to drive around and wash and wax every car I have. It'd be nice to have a nice car, whatever. But to look at people who just live in that fucking mindset of being marketed to, that matrix that I keep talking about, that people find themselves, I shouldn't even say it that way, people are stuck in and they don't even fucking know it. They're all driving around. They're saying, oh, my God, I need a new car. Wow, I got this new job. I can afford that new $50,000 Mustang. I can afford that new home. Just got married. We can afford children. And I'm not anybody to sit back and tell people you shouldn't do that or you can't do that or I don't want you to do that. I don't give a flying fuck what you do. And in return, you all need to look at me and say, we don't give a flying fuck what you do either, Dan. That would make me happy, but that doesn't happen. And instead, we're living through incredibly violent times where we've got Donald Trump running for office. And this guy, he's got protesters who are trying to storm buildings where he's giving speeches, who are screaming, and they're violent, and they're calling for him to be beheaded. I mean, what in the fuck? What is fucking wrong with those people or you people if you happen to be one of these brain-dead fucking skank assholes who doesn't know your ass from a hole in the ground? You're a fucking piece of shit if you're one of those people and you're listening to me saying, oh, this guy Dan is an asshole. No, you're the fucking asshole. I happen to be highly intelligent, well-educated, articulate. I know what the fuck is. I've spent my life studying history, and I have to watch you pissants telling me that the system we have presently needs to be taken down completely. And I'm going to say it. I did recently, I think my last show. I'm going to say it now. I've said it again, and I will continue to say it. And other people have said it. This is not my expression. If there are any of you out there listening ever, you're listening and you're saying, this guy, Dan, is bullshit. We need to tear the system down. We need to elect Bernie or fucking Hillary or whatever. I'm going to tell you one thing and one thing only. Be very, very careful what you wish for. You think that the people who you support, the people like Hillary and Bernie who talk to you and tell you about how they want to give you free college tuition and such things, they can't do that. They can't come up with the money to do that. They are simply carrying on the very system right now that is about to crash. They are the same did this in the first place. And you don't fucking understand it. You're fucking brain dead. Yeah, and you're going to go get a college degree that's going to mean nothing when you get out, if you ever get out. Be very, very careful what you wish for. We're in a very dangerous time, you guys, gals. We're in a lot of trouble. And I sit around every day, whether I'm working toward my career path, if I'm playing my guitar, if I'm reading, if I'm watching a YouTube video, the thought in my mind, whether conscious or subconscious, never, ever fucking leaves me. That what so many of you out there in the world are pushing for, the damage it's going to do to all of us, including me, and I didn't do anything to fucking deserve it. We're all going to get fucked. And you all who are pushing for this change are going to get fucked as well. And I've talked about it before. It's the same fucking thing as the Arab Spring and the Occupy movement. You people are fucking brain dead. And you just fucking push these stupid Occupy movement things and the fucking Black Lives Matter things. And don't get on my shit about Black Lives Matter. Blacks have been fucked in the ass for a long time. But you know, and I brought this up before, I'm going to bring it up again. 2 points about Obama. Do you know that do any of you blacks out there, do you have any clue that blacks in the inner city of Chicago are much worse off than they were when Obama took office? That doesn't have anything to do with Republicans. He'll make you think it does. He'll say, oh, well, I wasn't able to pass laws and legislation to help people in inner cities, the blacks in inner cities of Chicago. Bull fucking shit. Bull fucking shit. This motherfucking asshole, Obama, has spent $21 trillion that we know of. And that didn't help in 7-8 years. It didn't help inner city blacks in cities around this country. Are you fucking kidding me? Obama was just quoted as saying he's going to put 100 more U.S. military troops, boots on the ground, in Syria. He promised years ago that he would never put boots on the ground. He would never put U.S. soldiers in harm's way in Syria. We would never go to war with Syria. And now he's adding to that. He told us he'd get us out of Afghanistan. Never did. Told us he'd get us out of Libya. Never did. Get us out of Egypt. Never did. Here we are now in Syria, and we're about to go into Iran. And I'm supposed to sit back after having watched history replay over and over. I get it now. I get the patterns where they fucking lie to us all. Uh-huh. And here's this motherfucker told us he was going to close Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba. And there's still fucking all those prisoners in Guantanamo. That prison's never going to be closed. Hope and change, huh? You motherfucking lowlifes. You fucking douchebag, stupid fucking pieces of shit who fell for this motherfucking asshole in his lies. He's a fucking scumbag. All right? I can't, off the top of my head, literally, I can't think of one fucking thing that this motherfucking guy has done that's been good for the world. And instead, he's killing millions of people around the world. Millions, including children. I bring that up in my other shows. How do you even remotely smile at him and say, what a great guy, and shake his hand when you know he's killed millions of people, including hundreds of thousands of fucking children? How could you ever possibly look at these fucking people? Hillary Clinton is going to do the same fucking thing. She already has killed hundreds of thousands of people as Secretary of State, and she's going to continue to slaughter many more men, women, and children. Bill Clinton did it in Yugoslavia. Look it up. I've been around a long time. I pay attention to history. These fucking people are horrifying, murderous fucking scumbags. And they come out and act all nice and everything in the fucking media, the fucking CNNs and MSNBCs. They all fucking cover it up and lie and say, oh, yeah, look at these wonderful people. And they present it to so many people. And everybody says, oh, my God, I love Hillary. She's so wonderful. She's so articulate and she's intelligent. She dresses well. I like Hillary. Fuck that motherfucking lowlife. These murderous, disgusting, destructive fucking people. I'll tell you what, you vote for Hillary. If she gets in office, this country's done. And if I'm correct, and I will be correct, and a lot of others are going to be correct as well. It's not like something that I'm just coming up with. But I'll tell you what, you elect this motherfucking pig, this low-life, despicable fucking pig. That's all she is to me. She will destroy what little is left of this country in the free world, in the Western world. And then I'll tell you what, not a one of us is going to have a place to run. We're not going to have food, water, electricity, cell phones, anything. No security. We're going to be rounded up and put in concentration camps that they call FEMA camps. And if you think I'm nuts, I'm going to tell you something. Go ahead and vote for Hillary, because you will be put in a FEMA camp. Look up FEMA camps. They've been building thousands of them across this country. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. So one more point about Obama. I saw a stat a couple few days ago that said Obama is the only president in U.S. history who has not had more than 3% GDP growth in the economy in this country. First fucking president ever. In other words, it's GDP, gross domestic product. It's just a number that says, hey, here's all the value of all the economic activity that's going on, all the businesses making money, all the people pounding nails and building homes and demolishing buildings and teachers and everybody working and paying taxes. GDP, they hope the government, I say they, there is a hope that there's going to be a growth, a certain amount of growth in the economic activity in this country. There is 3% GDP growth essentially says there really is no growth at all. So in Obama's close to 8 years as president, as the motherfucking lowlife he is, look back on years ago, and one of the first things he said that when he was running for president, he said, I am going to fix the economy within the first year of being elected president. And then the next year came along, the economy sucked, and he said, we're going to fix the economy this year. And then a year later, the third year in his presidency, he said, oh, the economy's suffering. We're going to fix the economy. And then the fourth year came along. He said, we're going to fix the economy. And the fifth year came along. We're going to fix the economy. The sixth year came along. He's never once ever tried to fix the fucking economy in this country. And why? Because most of the people right now who are out of work are white men. He hates white men. The economic system right now, the situation in this country, is so perfect for what these people want. The Obamas and the Hillarys and the Sanders and these people. It's so perfect for what they want. They don't try to change anything. Yes, there are a lot of blacks out of work. Yes, there are a lot of women out of work. But the majority, as far as a number goes, the majority of people who are out of work right now are white men. And almost all people who are homeless right now are white men. White men don't have social programs. Look it up. You're black, you're female, you're out of work all of a sudden. You can get welfare and food stamps and cell phones and subsidized housing. I'm not saying that's not good, but there's nothing for white men. That is absolutely fucked up. And that goes right along the lines of affirmative action. And I'll tell you something. I'm fucking sick of this horse shit. I am so fucking sick of listening to people, Black Lives Matter and all these motherfucking people, walking around acting as though white people have it made. We don't have it fucking made. We have to work every waking hour of our lives, whether it's toward a career or our families, our kids, their homework, cooking for them, driving them to and from their football games, their soccer games, their karate matches, and on and on. We are so fucked, those of us who do still have jobs. We are so fucked, and everything gets taken from us. Not everything, but pretty damn close, too much, gets taken from us to take care of the very people who are running the Black Lives Matters types of programs. We're funding you motherfuckers. We're paying for you to come back and say, hey, Dan, you're white, you're male, you suck, you own a home, we want to fuck you. Let me tell you something, fuck you, okay? I'm the racist. Any of you ever call me a racist, man, we're going to have an argument. Fuck you. I got to sit back. I can't walk around with signs that say white lives matter. And all we hear about now these days, not all, but a lot, is how they're protesters against Trump. This is a free fucking country, man. It used to be anyway. This guy can't run for fucking president, really? So what? We have to put in a fucking female president now? And then what? It's going to be a black female? And then what? A Latin guy? And then what? A Latin woman? And then what? A Latin black woman? I mean, when does this fucking insanity stop? This country is fucking ruined by the very assholes out there who tell me that I'm a piece of shit because I'm white. I never did a motherfucking thing to anybody, to harm anybody in this life. I never did, and I never will. At least I hope I don't have to. And I have to watch the fucking pieces of shit in the world out there, the Black Lives Matter. And don't get me wrong, I get blacks are fucked. But how is it we just went through close to 8 years of Obama, and he never helped you? He never fucking helped you, motherfuckers. Huh? And I'm the cause of that? Really? Republicans haven't done a fucking thing for 8 years. They haven't fought him on anything. He passed Obamacare. He fucking killed Scalia. They never even gave the fucking Supreme Court justice a fucking autopsy. And he passes fucking all this legislation. Was to say, oh, well, I've got a cell phone and a fucking pen. Really? Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a real good fucking thing. Republicans have never challenged him on anything. And yet, Black Lives Matter look at it and say, oh, those evil Republicans, those fucking old stodgy white men, they fucked us all as blacks. We got to take this country back. No, they fucking gave Obama everything he wanted. And that motherfucking lowlife scumbag, douchebag, motherfucking pig asshole never fucking helped a motherfucking one of you fuckers. All right? He never helped you. I'd love to have seen him help you. Hope and change, all this stuff. We were all walking around saying, wow, maybe this guy's the real deal. And here you are in these inner cities, you blacks, if you ever, any of you blacks ever listen to my show, and I say you blacks, I have to say blacks, whatever. I don't hate you. I don't dislike you. That piece of shit should have fucking helped you, man. It's about time we really do help people. And in large part, we need to help black people. And this fucking piece of shit, he's walking around, he flies around, goes on vacation, fucking, now how many times has he gone on vacation over the last 8 years? He golfs all the time. And he never talks about helping black people in inner cities. And you're going to tell me I'm the fucking problem? Really? Black Lives Matters is a fucking legitimate organization? What did I fucking do to deserve your wrath? You hear about how Black Lives Matter protesters walk into a, say, a Denny's restaurant where white people's parents or whatever with their kids, and these fuckers walk up and start screaming, yelling at people and kicking their table and shit, saying what bad people white people are. And Obama never fucking helped you, and he ran on the fucking podium. He's up there talking about hope and change. Really? What was hope and change for? You? Black inner city? Blacks? Nope. Me? Middle-class white person? Absolutely not. I'm getting fucked left and right. Every year my taxes go up. I have less and less every year. What was his hope and change about? His hope and change was about enriching himself. Look up his wealth, what he's worth right now, his net worth. Look up what Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton are worth. Look it up. Look up Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid. These very people who talked about trying to help all the people who are down and out and all this stuff. Look up. Something like, I forget the stat, it's something like 6 or 7 out of 10 of the most wealthy people in Congress are Democrats. And yet they're the ones walking around all the time saying, hey, vote for me, I'll help you. I'll give you wealth. We're going to share the wealth. You poor people, I feel sorry for you. And you vote for them, they get into office, and then they don't do a fucking thing for you. And I'm the one to blame. I got Black Lives Matter people walking around. I got to worry about being in places and worrying about getting beaten up by black gangs. Really? I didn't do a mother fucking thing to help anybody. All I have ever done was go along with the system the way the government told me it should go. I worked my jobs. I paid my taxes to help so many people out there, including blacks, the minorities. I have worked to help the system get better. They stole from all of us. They have stolen from me. They have stolen from you, and they will continue to do so until you figure out that Hillary is a fucking piece of shit. Obama's a piece of shit. Bernie Sanders is a piece of shit. The only one I can see even remotely being legitimate is Trump. And I don't even know where that guy stands. I don't really know. I don't even care anymore. He's the only one who has made a lot of money on his own. He never took things from other people like Hillary and Obama. This guy made a life for himself. He's a billionaire. He's a self-made billionaire. Yeah, he went through bankruptcy and whatever. You all can come up with all these things about any particular person. Oh, that guy, Dan, me. Oh, he's got brown hair. Oh, God, I hate brown hair. Yeah, let's hate Dan for having brown hair. That's what you people do. Some of you. Or that's what they do. I figure anybody listening to my program right now, you're listening in agreement to at least some of what I'm saying. So I can't say you people. I can't word it that way. But I get too much of what's going on right now. And I'm worried sick about it. The world should be worried sick about it. Any of you listening to me talk should be worried about it. And instead, the masses of people sit out there and believe everything they're being told. CNN, MSNBC, the mainstream media, Fox News even, they tell you that this, that, and the other thing is going on. And they're lying to you, and so many of you believe the lies. And you keep voting for the same fucking people over and over again. You don't realize that there really is time for change. Just because we were to elect Trump in this country, you people, so many people out there, I shouldn't even say you people, so many people out in this country, in the world, would absolutely flip out and scream bloody murder because there's another white male president. Just because you're white male doesn't mean you're a bad person. May turn this country around, and we may all end up with bright skies, with sunshine and warmth, and money in our pockets, and jobs, and loving life. And instead, we keep choosing these very fucking disgusting fucking pigs like Bush. Okay, here's where I'm going to rail against Republicans, and this is where I tell you, don't accuse me of being ever politically aligned. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. Okay, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. I'm not socialist. I'm not a fucking fascist. I'm nothing. I'm what's called a pragmatist. I believe that if something makes sense, you fucking do it. Okay, you don't question it. You don't sit back and say, well, maybe, well, it's going to hurt us as politicians. So no, we shouldn't help those people. Politicians are elected, or were at one time, by us. Politicians are supposed to help us as U.S. citizens. They don't anymore. Tell you that they are helping you. And so many punks out there, so many liberals, especially socialists, fucking democratic, what they think are socialists, democratic liberals, these punks, these stupid, incapable, retarded fucking punks is what they are in so many of these colleges. And don't get on my shit about fucking, there are a lot of intelligent, hardworking people in colleges as students, but there's so many out there who are destructive. And I brought up, as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago or a week or two ago, I don't remember how long, but it doesn't matter. One of my shows, I read about an article where somebody had taken chalk and wrote Trump 2016 on a sidewalk on a college campus. And some of the students were so freaked out, were so weak, little whimpering fucking douchebag useless eaters. They went to the administration building of that college literally crying, tears running down their faces, crying, saying how they felt that some terrorist had gotten onto campus and wrote Trump 2016. I used to write shit on the sidewalk when I was 5 years old with chalk. And these kids are what, 18, 20, 22 years old, and they're crying, and they're fucking protesting against Trump because somebody wrote Trump 2016 with chalk on the sidewalk on a college campus. Really? That's how whimpering, weak, pathetic these fucking pigs are. That's what these people are to me. And I'm sitting back and I'm watching all this money being taken away from the middle class to supposedly help these stupid, weak little punks who do nothing but stare at fucking cell phones and play video games. They can't help themselves. And so they expect other people to help them. And that includes me and you and anybody else. And the government comes along and says, oh, you little sniveling, weak, little fucking stupid, little fucking douchebag, fucking punks. Oh, we're going to act like we're fucking helping you. And we're going to fucking talk you into going into an occupied movement. We're going to talk you into supporting the Arab Spring. We're going to talk you into fucking fighting against Trump getting elected. These useless fucking feeders, these punks is what they are. So many of them. And again, a lot of wonderful, hardworking, intelligent young people in college right now. I don't take anything against them. But these sniveling little pigs, these stupid little fucking entitlement-minded fucking people in college right now who are out thinking about, crying about, oh my God, Trump 2016 was written in chalk on a fucking college sidewalk. Those people are the ones who the government is paying attention to, the ones who are causing the downfall of this very country that I live in and you live in, the country that allows us all to live well, gives us good food, gives us gasoline to drive our cars to and from work, allows us to have homes, allows us to live a good life and prosper and be happy and content and not live in fear. And instead, all we do is live in fear right now. And I know I went off on this program. I am getting to the point where I am so sick of the useless fucking feeders in this world right now. And the problem is, it's partially these very people I'm talking about who expect any one of us to have to work and pay taxes to give them things. They don't work. They don't earn what they end up getting, a lot of them. They get subsidized housing. I never lived in subsidized housing. I'm in my 50s. I never once ever found myself in a situation where I had to live in subsidized housing. I never once gave up on finding a job. Very few times did I ever take unemployment insurance. Never went on welfare, never received food stamps, never got an Obama phone, never would, never will, and I just don't understand the mentality of anybody who could ever fucking think that they're entitled to what I earn or you earn or anybody else earns in this life. And the very cause of it, again, is people like Obama and the big banks. They ruin the economy to the point where there are more and more and more and more people who are on food stamps, who need welfare, who get subsidized housing, who get cell phones, Obama phones. They get Obamacare for free and on and on. These motherfuckers, this bastard Obama, and I can't even remotely tell you about the contempt I have for this fucking guy. I had it for Bush too. I had it for Clinton too. Okay, this isn't some just because he has black skin. That's where everything's going wrong. People accuse me, other people, everybody seems to hate everything about other people. I'm white, therefore I'm racist because I speak against Obama. So what? I'm supposed to be white and just say, oh, what a wonderful guy. Oh, isn't this great? He destroyed our economy. 94 million people out of work. Oh, I love the guy. He's great. He's got black skin. He's wonderful. More people on welfare than ever. Oh, I love the guy. He's got black skin. He's the first black president. I'm supposed to sit back. Oh, more food people on food stamps than ever before. Oh, what a wonderful guy. I love the guy. He's black, first black president. Don't talk bad about him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Hope and change. Everything's great. No, it's not fucking great. I know a bad egg when I see one, and he's one of them. Hillary is another one. Sanders is fucking incidental. That fucking douchebag's gonna fall off a fucking cliff soon. Cruz, these people, they're all incidental. They're fucking useless, freaking establishment people who are just going along with the system that is crashing, and they're going to continue crashing the system. And so many people out there don't fucking get that concept. So maybe we could use somebody like Trump. Why are so many people hateful of this guy? Huh? Why do so many people hate Trump? Why is that? How is that possible? So many people hate this guy as violently as they do. Is he not onto something? This never happened with Clinton. Never happened even with Bush. Didn't happen with Reagan, Carter, Nixon, LBJ, Ford, JFK, any of them. Never happened before in our history. Never. And now so many people are so violently against Trump. What did Trump do? I mean, think about it. What did he do? Nothing. He's saying, let's make changes and make this country great again. And instead, that brings me right back to what started this whole mantra, this whole spew I just threw out. I'm looking at a picture of Bernie Sanders. It's on InfoWars. Doesn't matter what the website is. It's a picture of Bernie Sanders, of all things, giving a speech. And he's got some of the most moronic-looking fucking dirtballs you've ever seen in your life, holding up signs that say, a future to believe in. Really? Doesn't that sound like hope and change? Obama fucked you in the ass, and Obama fucked me in the ass, and he's going to continue to fuck people in the ass until he leaves office, and he'll probably still have an opportunity to fuck people in the ass after he gets out of his presidency. And then it becomes Hillary fucking us, and then whoever else, who knows where things go from there. A future to believe in? And these people are holding these signs up, and you can see them yelling. You can see their mouths open. A future to believe in. Really. We lost the future because of these very same people who keep fucking believing in people like fucking Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and Obama. Bush was bad enough. Clinton was bad enough. Bush was just, what a horrifying asshole he is. 9/11. We don't even need to go further into that. And I'm looking at this picture of Bernie Sanders with these morons behind him with signs up that say a future to believe in. I'll tell you what, that's not my fucking future I believe in. But these fucking pissants do believe that something's going to change in their favor. And I'm going to tell all of you, anybody who's listening right now, any one of us better start understanding Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, all these people are all in this together to take this country down. They hate us. They will always hate us. And that's all I've got to say about this whole thing. My show's over. Dan Cherry, it is May 2nd, 2016. Hope you enjoyed the show. Talk to you later.